Welcome to our podcast where we share our experience as first-generation Haitian Americans through our different perspective on our culture while creating a safe space. I be Lisa Fania.
I'm Soraya.
What up?
What up, girl? We're happy to be joining you today.
Quarantine.
Turn up.
What's his name?
Is that Teddy Riley?
No.
Sorry.
Tory Lanez? Tory Lanez does that in his weird... Oh. I don't know if you've ever watched this.
I've seen a clip of the intro, and I was like... And he's just drinking straight out of the... What is
that? He's living his best life.
Crown?
I don't know. I saw it once.
I hope he gets exercise.
For 5 minutes, and I was like...
Because he's just straight smoking and drinking, and I hope he gets exercise. Or maybe he just never leaves his apartment. That's totally fine, too.
I know, but he's here in Miami. But anyways...
Let's find him. No.
Sak pase.
Ugh, girl. I'm just, you know, trying to stay afloat. It's just been different. Stress has turned. It just manifests itself in a different way. So I'm just trying to remember all my tools. Maybe sometimes you feel like you're regressing because the anxiety or the stress is a lot. But you have to remind yourself, this isn't a normal time. So... use what you need to. What about you, Lisa Sakbase?
Today I'm good. I put... just like you, I have been off. I have not really understood my emotions. I've gone down rabbit holes, then come back out of it, and then not really knowing what my next steps are by knowing all this information. But today... I went back to my tools of meditation, some videos on YouTube, not going down rabbit holes, more of like healing tools, and I meditated a lot today. I meditated with Erykah Badu. It was so
nice.
Wonderful.
What time was it at? Because we were trying to figure out the time yesterday.
She went on her page and said it was at 10:25 BST, so she calculated to her to Texas time, but it was at 5:30 p.m., so I don't know if she has another one that's going to come on at 11:25. I'm not too sure. That would be really cool. But again, she was on and I was listening to her and it was lovely. And it was a guided meditation. And I realized that that's a tool that I really need to continue to use. Other than that, like I'm really like I was tested today. I asked for something and the person didn't answer me. Which is an answer. And
yeah,
I was fine with it because I put myself out there.
That's fair. Experience.
Sure. Well, yeah, because I think
bravery,
it's...
bravery, I guess.
Yeah, bravery, courage, all of that. And you move on. And I think these are steps because I think for me, I can speak for myself, it's just the fear of rejection constantly. This is why the best salesmen... are one of the best people in life, where they are able to achieve all of the things and goal in their lives, because out of 100 no's, they get a half a yes.
Yeah.
And so yeah. But
it's a podcast topic. Fear of rejection.
Fear of rejection. That would be a good podcast topic. Let's see. You know what? That would be a cool experiment to do. I would do that experiment with you. I will purposely go on a dating app just to do an experiment.
The dating app is a little different, though, because you don't even have to worry about being rejected because there's so many options in front of you. You don't remember who you said yes to and who you didn't.
But that's the thing. You still have conversation. There's
people who reject you. There are
still people who would ghost you and things like that. And I think that that's
the patience.
I would do it. I would do that. Okay. That would be a fun experiment to do for a month. I would do it for 28 days.
And we'll do a movie about it, too, and write a book.
I would, what's it called?
How to Get Rid of a Guy in 20.
I would
deal
the
with
worst
rejection
version
for 28 days. We're putting it into the works. Copywritten. All right.
Oh, my gosh. That would be fun to do. Just, yeah. Why not? Because I have, you know, quarantine.
You got time. Because why? I got time.
You got
time. That's the motto.
Quarantine.
So, we're going to move into our Quinzimuño, and I don't know if y'all heard this or, like, y'all maybe weren't on social media. Actually, there's two things I think we should talk about.
Ooh, what is the second one?
Girl, surprise. Erykah Badu and Jill Scott are having a versus, and I was not only excited for the artists they picked, but I kept wondering, I'm sorry, do females not produce music or make music? Like, why is it always versus between two guys? Like, I thought that at first, and then as soon as they put Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, I was like, it's about time. It's about time.
I think I saw it first on your page, and I screamed at my phone.
Fair. I knew people were going to scream.
And I proceeded to send it to people. Then I messaged you. Then I proceeded to tell people that didn't know.
Yeah.
I got an A! I got a... Oh, my motherfucking God.
I had a lot of reactions as well, and I was super excited to be the one to share that information because I was really excited to see it. I was like, A! Like, oh my God, everyone needs to know.
But because the tainted... My mouth is tainted because of Teddy Riley and Babyface. My excitement that I had for, what, was it 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. For that, yeah, because they postponed it.
And then we all watched Teddy...
It was a technical difficulty.
Teddy Riley fail. He failed. He did. Because he was trying to do too much, and he failed.
I'm doing too much. Which is, you know,
perfect segue to our experiment.
I'm gonna baby face it. The whole experiment is gonna be me baby face.
That's fair. That's fair. And I'll be Teddy. You know,
you'll Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley, the whole
doing too much.
Teddy Riley, the whole dating thing. That's a really fun idea.
I think Chappelle has a skit like that when doing too much goes wrong.
You know, that would be great research for me to know what I should do so I can fail.
yeah, we'll get back to that one, but
I was really excited, and when I sat down and watched it and watched Twitter just have a beautiful time with it, I was uninterested on Monday. I didn't even hear it again. I think
go to the read.
I just went.
That's fair. So you said
on Spotify, and so having Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, I screamed, and then I came back to reality, and I'm just like, you know. We're all humans. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just going to be annoyed if I can't see it. I think that'll be the... Because, like, with the second airing or the second versus or the reverse.
Is it a reverse?
I'm making that up right now. I just made that up. They basically... Instagram wasn't allowing all these people in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I wasn't able to watch it. Vlad was watching it. And then... I had to wait, and then some people got kicked off. There were people posting the live on their live, so I was watching it through someone else's live at some point, and a lot of people did that. And I was like, that is the funniest thing I've ever witnessed. Like, people were taping the live so that their friends could then see it, because they couldn't get in on the live. It was so many people.
So I really hope we do a Zoom so that we can just
stream it through one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that. When is it?
Next Saturday at 7.
Good. I'm glad you're doing it on the weekends now. Because weekdays,
girl, it's a little much, yeah. I think they're realizing.
To stress out about.
And the second one is...
Meg Thee Stallion.
And Beyoncé.
She's been very entertaining this quarantine.
Who, Meg Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Oh, she has?
She's just, like, just living her best life. And it's fun to see it.
How so?
She'll do her makeup every day. She'll, like, dance to something every day. She'll, like, hang out with her friends. She just, like, invites you to hang out with her. It's really cute.
Like, on a live?
Yeah, she goes on live often. She was on the pool, and she was like, what y'all doing? Like, whatever. She's just been, like her make... She's been doing her own makeup.
She always does her own
wig and... She's gotten a makeup artist, though, but before, she was really good at it, right?
Yeah, because she...
She's keeping up with appearances, is what I'm saying. Like, she's getting her deals in. I know she's a ambassador for one of the fashion... Like, you know, Savage, I think... Of course, Savage Remix, that's the whole point of this Quinzimuño came out. And Rihanna was already like, Savage, Fenty, you gotta be an ambassador. Like, this girl's just living her best life.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for her. I like how Riri is doing all these young... There's like another model that I follow for her name right now.
Mm-hmm. Picked her as an ambassador?
Yeah, when she was pregnant during, I think, Rihanna's first fashion show.
Oh, what is her name?
I follow her, Baby Daddy, because their child is so cute. Their child is so cute.
It's a name that's, like,
I can't. Slick Woods.
Yes. Her yeah, it's, an, it's like a name yeah. like, you gotta be a model. And if you have a name like that.
Yes, this song, so Savage, I heard it, and then TikTok took over.
TikTok took over?
And TikTok it became a horrible song. Is that what it is? It's not called TikTok? It's just,
I love alliteration. So oh, okay. The way you said it, like TikTok took over.
I begin to start despising the song.
Yeah, and she would repost a lot of the Savage challenges.
She didn't create the dance. It was another girl that created the dance, I found.
That's true.
And she did a dance to this.
Yeah, I watched it. It was way too complicated. Not even gonna try that one. I tried the first one.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's news to me.
I tried it, and you I'm just not yourself? Good at choreographed dances. It's not that I can't do the dance. I can't do it sequentially. So that's pretty much the core. Like, I can't do it back to back. Like, I can't do the dance, I guess you can say. Whatever.
Okay.
No, I did not record it. Why would I record it?
Because you could see where you were to where you came from.
I wasn't going to continue doing it.
You should. It's a really good way for you to yeah. even be like, oh my gosh, I'm not knowing people's names today. She was on Black as Fuck.
Oh, Rashida Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, she goes to like an actual dance class, and she's actually good at choreography. So, I don't need to record myself. I can see myself in the mirror. I'm fine. But it was fun.
I like the song. I am...
Just her voice, like, B's voice on there. Like,
her rapping.
It just commands her, so much respect.
But it's so much fun to hear her rap.
It's so good. She raps better than a lot of these rappers out here.
That's fair. I was going to say a name, and then I just, you know.
You don't want to throw shade directly
at the person. Why not? We don't need that energy right now. We're all positive vibes. I enjoyed it on the Carters. It was really lovely.
Refreshing.
To hear that side of her, because it's whatever she's been practicing. The top of the
Maybach, that song was like, I'm here.
So hearing it on this one, and then her going into singing, is what all of these singing rappers want to do. And it's like, no, but she gonna tell y'all, this is how you do it in perfection. And I am going to keep this sacred to myself, so I'm not going onto any forms of social media for a little bit, so I can hear the song, so I don't get sick and tired of the song. Because just like Brown Skin Girl, it become like somebody taking their nails on a chalkboard or styrofoam squeaking together.
I also
together.
Don't enjoy the sound of kids singing too much.
And I heard the album today.
I'm like an asshole.
You are.
I'm not. It's, the beginning is a child singing every time.
It's her daughter.
I know who it is, but it's not like, I don't want to listen to that on my, like, on my playlist.
It was it's because of how much it was played, yeah, it was played during the summer. It was,
Brown
so we're doing this, and it's going to be stuck in my head forever, just because he just said that little. But I heard the album today, and it was wonderful.
So powerful.
It was wonderful to listen to. So I do want to ask you this question eventually. Like, what one album has been getting you through?
Oh, I don't know if I can say one album, but I definitely have some albums I stumbled onto, and I was like, oh, crap, this is a really good album. Kendrick Lamar, Damn.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because I'm mad at the government.
Oh, you should listen to that podcast.
No. I don't need to inspire the rage or fuel the fire. No. It actually helps me release the anger. Okay. Yeah.
Mine has been Earth, Wind, and Fire's... Ooh, it's the one with the pyramids. Can never remember the name.
That's a deep one.
It was. Because I sent it to a random person.
I've been listening to playlists and putting them on shuffle. Because I'm spending a lot of time by myself, I've been doing a lot of like, okay, what would I want to do if I wasn't quarantining? And that would be like, to be around people, you know, date, you know, just be around flirty and stuff. So I was like, let me just do that on my own. Let me flirt with myself and love myself, whatever. So I've been like making my own playlists, my own little, oh girl, you cute. Like, you did that.
Yeah.
You know, just practicing, keeping it.
Mine has been playlists, but the one album that's really gotten me is All in All by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nice.
And Stevie Wonder, just in general, his whole, all his, all, everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I think 80s music, the 80s genre, really has been grounding me.
Ooh, I haven't done that.
The whole 80s genre. I have to send you... Do you have an access to the Christmas playlist? Because that's a really good one.
If it's unlocked, if it's public, see if it's public, and then just send me the link.
Well, it's Vlad's playlist. It's on his thing. So
oh, yeah, I might be able to see it. I'll check it out after this.
Yeah, I can share. I think I just shared the playlist with you. But yeah, I've just been really into that. Haitian music, whenever that comes on, that makes me feel a little bit better. Yeah. I just remembered about Juan Luisiana, right? And it reminded me of the podcast intro, how you picked that one song and I completely just blow over it. It came on the other day and I was like, oh my god, I stayed up like an extra hour just dancing. And then I couldn't even dance hard because it was like midnight and I have neighbors downstairs. But I was just in my zone and I appreciated it that Juan Luis Guerra can get me out of any funk. Any funk. It's a trance.
Because it's home. It's like your version of home.
It's home. Mm. Yeah, but Beyonce's voice does something like no other to me. Like, it just ignites this, like she's got this power in her gut, like, and she just sings with it. And then you feel it and you're like, oh, God.
She did make OnlyFans and another... So
okay. She made an OnlyFans?
No, she mentions OnlyFans. In the song. And she also mentioned... Okay, so apparently Instagram has a late night version of itself. Like OnlyFans. So it has basically like strippers who can do things on Instagram without being like shut off. But it's like a certain... You have to click... I haven't really looked it in. But she mentions it. She mentions it in the song as well.
Interesting.
I can't remember the name of it.
Those that know, know.
But yeah, because I was like looking it up. I was looking at it because she made, I guess the backlash was she made OnlyFans like a negative. So they mentioned that. And I was like, what? There's a late night Instagram?
A what?
Fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a way around everything. Okay, so that was our Conzimunio. And we're going to go into our topic, which is basically, what have you been doing? What have you been doing?
That you didn't do before the past, 2 months?
Whatever you've been doing.
We've been in quarantine for 40 plus days.
Yeah.
What have I been doing that's different from before? I have been reading more. I have been researching more. I have stuck to a lot of my routines. So, for example, right now in my room, I have this calendar that I've had since January to first January was for me to do a 30-day challenge of burpees. So, since that day... since that month, I've been calculating to see how many days I've gotten through. And so now I'm on day, 30 times 420. I'm on 121, day 121
mm-hmm.
of, moving. I can't always say working out, just moving. I move. But mostly it was like working out and stuff like that. And that's been different because I don't think I've ever gotten to 4 months in a row of being awesome. Consistent. And yeah, from there. And just really honestly researching and sticking to programs. Another thing, how about you?
No, go ahead.
So I've really gone into my bags, right, of meditation, which I've been really good at meditating every day. I think the longest I've ever meditated, again, was 4 months. Every single day, every morning. Consistently. Even if it was like 3 minutes to 20 minutes, I would sit down and meditate. This time around, my meditations have gotten deeper. And I haven't gone here in a while because of the day that I had an out-of-body experience. And I was like, nope. Not doing this no more. We're going to just stay grounded here on this earth, on this plane. And I've been experiencing... I had a moment that I want to tell you off, Mike. That was really fascinating today. So what are some of your tools? Or what have you been doing?
I've been forgetting my tools. No. It's been overwhelming. You know, a lot has changed before the quarantine. So I was getting used to that. And then the quarantine happened. So it was like, face all the changes at once because you can't escape it. You can't run from it. I normally rely heavily on family. And, you know, we can't physically be around each other all the time. But Zoom, we've been having our Zoom workouts.
That's a difference, too.
That's been huge. And, you know, literally one day I was like, I was taking a nap. I was trying to sleep, but I couldn't fall asleep. And the Zoom workout time was coming up. So I just got anxious. And I was like, I can either nap or do this workout. And I was like, I'm a nap, man. I need to sleep. And I was like, nope. I'm going to go do this workout. It's 30 minutes. Just do it, you know? What else are you going to do? There's nothing else for you to do.
To sleep.
Not even to sleep, but, like, there's nothing else. Like, once I take the nap, I'll have all this time. I can nap afterwards, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, working out has been more of a priority just because you got to stay moving or else your energy gets really just stagnant. Your head can go in different ways if, like, you if you isolate yourself too much. So I live by myself, so it's very easy to isolate yourself, but I reach out often. We're very good about staying connected.
I'm more close to you guys, the ones that are here in Miami. But this time around, by doing these Zoom calls and really, really getting to know everybody, it's been a wonderful experience.
I think just spending more time with each other because we only see each other during, like, family parties or big events.
Or when anybody comes down. And yeah. It's been super refreshing just to be, like, really quickly check in. How are you guys doing? And, like, either through our workouts that we do or our happy hours that we do or the brunches that we do. I'm so grateful to be in this family.
God, are you going to get emotional?
No, I refuse to cry today.
Okay, that's a fair decision to make.
What did I tell you earlier?
No.
I dress for the outside.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. She said I dress for the outside because the inside don't matter no more. Something like that. It was something very...
Y'all added
it was just funny because she looked cute on the outside, so...
I did it for the outside.
I mean, sometimes you gotta fake it till you make it, right?
Sure.
And I had to do that a couple days this week. I had to, like, get dressed into something that I thought was cute. And be like, okay, you're here, you're a person, you're not, you know, just doing things monotonously, putting on clothes that are comfortable to just make sure that, you know, you make your food. Like, it's just, it seemed like a never-ending routine that you can't change because you're just scared all the time. That's how I feel. And I'll have moments where I just pause and I'll start crying. And I'm like, what is that going to do? Nothing. Stop crying. Like, you know, kind of like get yourself together. Crying about it isn't going to change anything. And to just kind of maneuver through it, find the joys. I think that's been the biggest thing. And some of the things that we don't know that we even find joy in.
I know.
Like working out with your family on Zoom. I would never think that I'd want to really do that. Not that I don't like you guys, but I don't like group workouts. I really don't.
No, most of you don't, but you guys have been enjoying
this
more.
It's been helpful.
Yes. And I like the fact of giving you guys the tools to create the workouts that you want to do and lead them. That's the fun part for me. Because then I get to see everybody's different personality and your workout styles.
I'm going to send everyone... Oh, I think I'm doing the workout on Monday. I'm going to send everyone the video that I'm gonna follow verbatim. So y'all got it.
Another thing that has changed for me, I forgot to mention, is I did a juice cleanse, which I'm super grateful that I was able to do that. And I became vegetarian because there's going to be a huge drastic change in my diet. I just need to do a little bit more research to really, really fully how to be more alkaline and really, really, really trying to figure out how and what that looks like for me and my body type and exactly how I can continue to press forward. So I'm eating like shit.
Just for
another 24 hours. So I can be like, thank you, but goodbye. Because I think doing all this research, for me, it's helped me get over my fear. I am watching something crazy right now. which I don't suggest it because I think I'm either going to have nightmares or anxiety because I'm just have anxiety watching it. But anyways, just researching has helped me control my fear, because the fact of the fact that I feel like I have no control, and knowing the fact that there is control to all of this, it's, for me personally, it's helping me maneuver through to be able to go flana, because I wasn't able to flana before because I was debilitated in my fear of just going to fucking Costco,
I had a terrible, I think I talked about it in the last podcast. I think having a lot of health workers in our family has forced us to take this very seriously.
Yes.
And we're lucky to have that. Also having Haitian parents in general, just, you know, force you, even when you're not around them, you're constantly reprimanding yourself if you're doing
something. Their voices are in your head.
Or you're not cleaning. Their voices
are in your head.
Yeah, like all the home remedies came to my mind. I couldn't find vitamin C for like a month during this thing. And I was like, I'm gonna lose all my vitamins. Onions, I'm gonna die. And I was like, oh, ginger. That home remedy with the rum, the honey, the orange, the lime, my favorite thing ever. I can just do that.
Do you know what remedy I don't know that I have been seeing on the Haitian blogs?
Which one?
It's the weird one that everybody's like, you have to take, and it's a whole bunch of stuff in it.
Is it cloves? There's there cloves in there?
There's cloves, there's vegetables, there's like peanut.
My mom gave me one that I haven't heard of. I guess this is like all hell is broken loose. We need to get, because I think it also tastes really bad.
Yes, it does. And she I remember seeing the kids, and she's like, but mom, no. But mom, no.
Yeah.
To say,
yeah, in the morning they would sell this. Like, the one Haitian mom was like, if I could sell this or send this to the people that you're videotaping for, I would. And I was like, dude, that is so, you know, offering. That's such a Haitian mom thing. But yeah, all of those remedies came out. I think one thing that I started doing a little bit more, because I guess I have time and I want to make sure my food tastes good, is to put more love and care into your food. Because it's like, dishes. If it doesn't taste good, you're going to want to eat something out. And I don't eat out very often. Once a week, maybe.
Look at you saving money.
It's not even money thing. It's a fear. Like, how am I supposed to know that the food I order out doesn't have it? How?
You don't. You went through this.
But you don't. I would like some answers. If y'all know the answer, please go ahead and let us know.
Because it's like, there was a point where somebody could be sick, not in this COVID-19 time.
If I put it in the microwave, does it go away?
They say that heat on food kills certain bacteria.
Should I just drink Clorox like our dumbass president said to do?
That's your prerogative.
Is it? You're gonna let me do that?
I wouldn't suggest you
doing
that.
You wouldn't say no, dumbass.
I wouldn't suggest you do that. But if you or others,
for the healthcare providers, I can actually tell us.
This is not. I'm saying that I would not suggest. But if that's you feel like doing that,
no.
Bobby Brown says that's his prerogative.
Yeah,
that's
Bobby Brown is also not a doctor.
I didn't say that he said it. I'm saying the
prerogative.
Song,
but I'm just saying Bobby Brown is not a doctor, and I'm pretty sure he was not referring to drinking Clorox.
I'm saying no, but
that's fair. What I'm trying to say,
and I'm not a medical.
There's so much information we don't know that's what is triggering like the fear
but
for
there
me.
Is.
All right, we're not going to get into it. There's information, but we don't know how accurate that information is. But yeah, so those are just a couple of the things that we've been doing that, you know, you have more time to slow down,
observe. Oh, you know what another hellhole this is? Washing dishes. I'm so sorry. You said food? Because yes, we are making more food now.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, great. Making with sweet, sweet love. Yes. Great.
Making with sweet, sweet love. I don't do it that way.
You should. You should make it with sweet, sweet love and see the difference.
I put my central playlist on, so.
That's perfect. But washing those damn dishes. And the thing is, I have a dishwasher and I don't use it.
I don't understand why.
Because it's just a new dishwasher and I'm not used to it, that it doesn't make me feel good, so I just wash dishes.
You're not confident in its skills. You have to get to know it.
I don't like it.
Give it a chance.
But washing dishes is the devil.
I'm one person, so
and you
it
don't
doesn't make sense how it. Like, I wash the dishes. I have so many dishes, but I don't have enough for the dishwasher. So it's like I have to save up 3 days, 4 days worth of dishes.
No.
The dishwasher. Then I look crazy.
Oh, they put dirty dishes in the dishwasher, and then when it loads up, that's what one of our aunts used to do. Is she would put, if anything, she, you just like rinse it out, dry. And then they would just be in there. Like, you would rinse out whatever's in it, and then put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
And then eventually...
I used to do that, but I had a crappy dishwasher that didn't wash it very well. You had to, like, get it straight from eating and put everything in, but...
It's a devil, but you know that's a new normal. We're all doing it.
I wore pants the other day. I wore actual pants.
I wore a lovely.
You wore pants too. A whole outfit.
I wore shorts. It was an outfit.
Okay, but you wore denim pants.
I wear denim.
Oh, that's good for you. I don't.
No, have I wore denim? No.
You wore the shorts.
I wear my drawstring pants. No,
definitely, drawstring is involved. Some sort of elastic or drawstring is involved in all of my outfits. I always look like I'm ready to play a sport.
Jeans are not a part of this. This is not a part of the new normal. There's no space for that. What else? Makeup? I haven't worn makeup in a while. I did say I was going to try to put on makeup today, and then I said no.
For why?
For me. Again, to look good on the outside.
That's fair. I just, you know, as long as I'm doing it for the right reasons. This is my face, and I'm going to look at it. All right, y'all.
Read a book.
Read a motherfucking book.
Read a book.
Jesus Christ. All right, y'all. We love you. Stay safe. AP, that's it.
AP, that's it.